chips and run. I'm tapping into magic, gotta have it, gotta go. And I'm tapping into magic, gotta have it, gotta go. And I'm tapping into magic, gotta have it, gotta go and run. I'm tapping into magic, gotta have it, gotta go and run. Magic, gotta have it. Magic, gotta have it. Oh.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm just making sure everything's, much better. Yes. Okay, that was a new song by, am I good here? Yeah, I think I am. Okay, hold on, folks. Okay, this mic is a little bit weird. Anyways, I'll switch mics in a second, but that right there is a band out of Australia. They are called Surf Trash, and the song we just heard of theirs is called Tapping Into Magic, and that's a single. You can find that on, it was just released, all right? Hold on, let me just get it. Give me a second. I'll tell you a little bit more about these guys. As I mentioned, they are from Australia. They are from New South Wales. They appear to be all dudes. That's all I can really tell you. That's about it. All right. My show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which I probably already mentioned. It's 11:27. That's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. You are in Windsor. I am here. But I'll be seeing your other kid tomorrow. So I'll get to meet up with my pilot sister, which is exciting. We're going to have a nice, steak dinner, something like that. Okay, I'm just making sure my vocals sound okay. I think we're good. All right, cool. I'm here until 8 o'clock, and I have a lot of new stuff, including that last song from the band we just heard, again, Surf Trash. We're going to be launching into some new Father John Misty. And when I say new, I mean like very new, like released, a couple days ago, kind of new. He has a new album out. It was called Mahashmashana. Let me try that again. Mahashmashana. Oh, I did it. He's an interesting character, Father John Misty. He's originally out of Maryland. His real name is Joshua Michael Tillman, and the name of the song we're going to be listening to is called Josh Tillman and the Accidental Dose. The Accidental Dose, which is kind of funny because if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of funny. And what else can I tell you about this guy? Let's see. He spent some time in Seattle. What do I know about that? I do know. So, well, his parents were missionaries, like serious evangelical Christians. That type of upbringing always sort of changes you into something interesting, such as, so many artists. Who in particular? It's escaping me now, but a lot. It seems like, I believe, Frank Black was raised the same way too. Yeah, but regardless, he was in the band Fleet Foxes, and there you go. So there's a lot going on about this guy. Let's just get into it. What do you guys say, right? My name's Anita B. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right, let's find this. Let's do this. Let's listen to some Father John Misty. Very, very new. Here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hold on. Vancouver. Here you go. This is Father John Misty.
She put on Astro Weeks, said I love jazz and winked at me. This is the last place I ought to be, but I can't drive and I sure can't sleep. Around this time I publicly was treating acid with anxiety. I was unwell, and suddenly her clown portraits spoke to me. You're in no shape. All the king's horses, all the king's men. Talking politics, by small degree she got them to admit they're tacit fascists without knowing it. And all this went on and on. Performance art, an elaborate con. Baby, who wears pearls at 4 a.m.? This pinching yuppie found meanings in. In no shape. In no shape. Horses, all the king's men. I saw something I shouldn't see. The awful truth bear reality that I'd forfeit my existence if someone let me just play with them. Dawn long broke by the time I realized I'd lost my mind. I ate an ice cream, dazed in the street, but but it never tastes quite as sweet again.
Seems these days. This is Anita B.
Oh, maybe it's not.
When there's nothing left to...
Oh, good Lord. Hello. Can anyone hear me? Headphones. Can you hear me? Oh, that's much better. Sorry, guys. There's some issues with the mic and the board. Or just me. I'm just blaming technology. Anyways, I'm back. Here we are. That right there is beautiful. That is the Canadian band Stars from 2004. We heard the song Ageless Beauty off their album Set Yourself on Fire. Those guys are out of Montreal and co-ed band. There's what, six of them? Yeah, a lot of them. Torkel, Amy, Evan, Chris, Patrick, and another Chris. There you go. That is Stars. From what, 20 years ago? Okay, cool. Before that, we heard something from Parquet Courts, the band out of NYC with the song Borrowed Time. And you can find that on their 2013 album, Light Up Gold. Before that, we kicked the set off with Father John Misty, brand spankin' new. The song is Josh Tillman and the Accidental Dose. All right, folks, it's 6:51. And you are listening to my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We got a new board. We got all kinds of new things here. I'm still not quite sure how to use. Well, let's put it this way. The cursor, the mouse, does not work on one of the computers. So I don't know. And then, of course, you do the thing where you, like, touch the screen. You're like, oh, maybe this is what. No, that didn't work either. But, regardless, I'm happy to be here. My show is only every second week, and I've been doing my show since, I'm going to say, 2003. That's a long time, right? In fact, I think I started teaching around the same time. Like, I had my first teaching contract, meaning, you know, continuing, not subbing. I subbed for a year prior to that. So isn't that crazy when I think about it? It's been a long time. Yeah. Anyways, I'm in my happiness season, as maybe some of you are as well, because it's snow season. And I just came back, I don't know, a couple days ago from Whistler and a few days ago. It was amazing. So good. I had a crazy, crazy time. In fact, I skied Cypress on Friday. That was their opening day. And then mostly Whistler on Saturday. And then mostly Blackcomb. In fact, actually exclusively Blackcomb on Sunday. I skied with my friend Zainab and her Austrian friend on day one. And then day two, my sorry hungover body somehow managed to stay upright and not kill himself on the slopes. I went out the night, like that Saturday night, with my friend Nina and her crazy friends. And it was like, oh, wow. And I did one of those, I'm just going to leave the bar now because if I stay for one more drink, I don't think I can ski tomorrow. So anyways, and then on the Saturday, when I went with Zainab and Edith is her friend's name, I'm like just chasing this random friend of my friend. And I'm like, oh, she's really good. And I'm like, okay, we're doing all kinds of like crazy runs. And I managed to mostly keep up. Like I was like, all right. And her style was beautiful. She was like just graceful and fast and just, you know, like effortless. And I detected an accent on the lift and I was like, are you German? And she's like, no, I'm Austrian. And it turns out she's from like the Austrian Alps. And she's like, I've been skiing since I was two. And I like would just go out my back door and then just ski. And I'm like, okay. Way to go, Binder. I was like, you were able to keep up with her. So I felt like that was a huge victory. Yes. Okay, cool. So what do we got next? So what did I just say? We had, Stars. Now we're going to be moving into some Jason Isbell. So Jason Isbell and the 400 unit. I love this song. It's just like a classic, one of my favorites. It was released last year on his album, Weather Vanes. We're going to hear Death Wish. And then we're going to move into some more new music. The Jason Isbell is not new, but what do we have? We've got like the Linda Lindas, which is new coming up. What else do we have that's new? We have new What? WT? sorry, WUT. This is like the local girl band. So good. Three piece. I feel like we've got more new stuff as well. So anyways, stay tuned. It's going to be a good one, I do believe. Okay, cool. Now let's make sure I am ready to go. And the answer there is yes, I am. All right, here, as I mentioned, is Jason Isbell with such a beautiful song and the 400 unit on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, I thought we had music coming. Okay, let's try that again. That was strange. Why is it paused? Good Lord. Okay, let me try this again, folks. God. I hit the right button. I know I did. Jason Isbell and the 400 unit.
Did you ever
Here it goes. I didn't do anything.
Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, and did you ever catch her climbing on the rooftop higher than you
How beautiful is that? That's one of my favorite organ songs from the EP Thieves. We had heard Fire in the Ocean from Deb and Katie and company. Yeah, that's awesome. Katie now lives in Hamilton. I'm still hanging out with Deb, which is awesome. She's a lovely, lovely friend. Yeah, Anyways, we used to play shows with those guys back in the day, my old band. Those guys gained a fair amount of success, and they were able to tour, I believe, like Europe and all kinds of different places. All right, they're local, of course, The Organ. Before that, we heard something from the all-female band, again, as Organ was, out of SoCal. That is the Linda Lindas, new album of theirs, entitled No Obligation. We heard Nothing Would Change, and Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with the song Death Wish, and 400, I'm just typing it in, unit, awesome, cool. So, it is 7:06. Maybe I should give us a little bit of weather. Why don't I do that? Weather Vancouver, because I like to do that. Weather Vancouver. Here at CITR, 101.9 FM, and the 7-day forecast. Let's see what's happening here, folks. Today is Wednesday, of course. Henceforth, tomorrow, Thursday, we've got a high of 5. Friday, 5. Both days, looks like chance of rain. All right, then we hit the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 7 and 5, and it just shows cloudy. Oh, that's nice. Okay, now let's go to the snow forecast, because I bet all 2 of you that listen to me, maybe half of you, like to bling the mountains like I do. So let's see. Let's go to snow forecast. Okay, let's start with Cypress, because Cypress is now open, folks. Cypress Mountain, Canada. See what's happening. Let's see what's happening on the North Shore. Okay. Let's see. Today is what, Wednesday? Okay. Okay. It's looking okay. Perhaps. It looks like it's going to remain cold up there. Okay. Looks like it's going to remain cold and light snow. It's not really saying how much is going to accumulate, but I don't know. That's at the mid-level. Let's see what's happening at the base, meaning at, you know, where the lodge is. Okay, cool. Looks like it could be okay. It could be okay, because there is some snow up there for sure. And in fact, Cypress opened ahead of schedule, kind of a surprise opening, as did Grouse. That was a surprise. What other one? Red Mountain in the interior, that they just announced they're going to open earlier than expected. And if you're not aware, we are in the midst of a La Nina cycle, which means colder temperatures and more precipitation. So if you're a snowboarder or skier, then we is all I can say. All right, cool. All right, let's see what else we got here. That's right. That's what we got. What? We got right now the local female band, three-piece, called WUT. We're going to hear the title track on their very new album. This was released a few months ago. It's called Mingling with the Thorns. I know Loren. She's a lovely gal. So let's take a look. She used to be in, what are they called? Tough Age. Of course, she was a bass player in Tough Age, and now I think she plays drums in this band. So let's listen to the song Mingling with the Thorns. And of course, let's make sure I got this all set up. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The thorns. dreams were buried away. You love me, but you don't know me. In due time, you'll throw it away. I'll be there to play my part. Wanna keep us safe from harm, but a love was in my heart that I feel.
What about us and they won't admit defeat when break my heart. Break my heart.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is awesome. That is Handsome Furs from 2011. They were a husband-wife duo comprised of Dan Beckner and Alexi Perry. Out of Montreal, they had some success there. And then Dan Beckner came out of Wolf Parade. Right, he's originally from the West Coast, from the island, as were those Wolf Parade guys. Maybe Kelowna? No. Yeah. Long story short is they had moved to Montreal, and that's where Wolf Parade was active, and then Handsome Furs. Now, I do believe Dan and the wife no longer. All right, there you go. That's your Handsome Furs update. We can hear that song, What About Us, on Sound Capital with a K. Before that, from 2021, we heard Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Augustine on the song Back to Oz from the album A Beginner's Mind. Now, that's really interesting, that song and that the whole album, because the two of those guys, so Sufjan and Angelo, I read that they were during COVID, like watching movies and then writing what they felt would be a good soundtrack, which is kind of a cool concept, right? So, of course, that was The Wizard of Oz, or one of The Wizards of Oz, I guess. It may not be the first one. I can't remember, but the song Back to Oz, all right? And then before that, we heard Chapel Hill, North Carolina Darlings, Archers of Loaf from the early 90s. That was my era. With the song Wrong off such a killer album, Icky Metal. I've recently, sort of in the past 6-8 months, I don't know, year, gotten back into Archers. I love those guys so much. God bless your souls, guys. Love you guys. All right, cool. It is 7:28. I'm here until 8 o'clock. My name is Anita B. And 2 more weeks. That's my show. It's bi-weekly. I will be back. So let me look at the calendar. How does that look? 2 more weeks. Looks like we're going to be already the 11th, December 11th. Yeah, it looks like it. Cool. All right. It's happening. We're getting close to the holidays and I'm stoked. I'm very in need of some R&R. Yep. But it's all good. While I head off to the holidays and, you know, finish the show, we got some songs to hear. So we've got something here from a band called Stray Lions. These dudes are out of Roanoke, Virginia. They have a new song out. It's called Do You Love Me? Actually, Do You Love Me? Let's see. Is it a single or is it off the album? Let's double it. No, it looks like it's an album. No? What does it say? Song? Do You Love Me? It's What's Happening. Yeah, no, it is a single. And I say that because so many things lately in the past little while have been released as singles instead of whole albums, you know, being part of an album. So this is a single. So when I wrote album here, it's not. Go into my little column and change that to single. Yeah, here we go. It's brand spanking new. And October 30th, it was released, 2024. All right, cool. I think you're going to enjoy it. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
drunks don't know when I like to rest. Say it takes 12 steps, the road to recovery. Just take one more step and walk there next to me. Forget all your regrets, let Mrs. History. You can only change what happens next. So what's it gonna be? Scary to face what you have buried in the shadows of your mind. But I know you'll find a light to shine and leave that darkness behind. All of it was worth it. You're perfectly imperfect. Can't you see you were so much more? Just say goodbye to drugs and hello to love and a life worth living for.
CITR is where we're at on the campus here of UBC. That right there is Hot Mud. Hot Mud is a dude out of Ottawa, and he had a debut album called Rehab Rock, which I have played us songs from. This song, however, that we just heard, Pink Cloud, is off his new album called Pink Cloud Pop. So this guy's an interesting character. He had done rehab. So he was in recovery for drugs and alcohol, and he wrote his first album in 2020-2021 while he was there. And so he's struggled. I'm not sure where he's at, if he's sober, straight, whatever. But a lot of his songs, maybe all of them, deal with that sort. They're comical. They're comical takes on recovery, if that makes sense. And I had heard that term before, pink cloud, right? because a friend of mine, she's worked also in the same kind of area. She's worked with people who are struggling. And I'm like, pain cloud, what does that mean? So I actually Googled it just to refresh my memory. And it is a thing. It's a syndrome that describes a stage of early addiction recovery. And it usually involves feelings of euphoria, elation. And it's that kind of like high you get when you're, I guess, newly clean or straight. So there you go. That is what that song is about. That right there, Out of Ottawa, again, is Hot Mud. All right, cool. And then we heard something from The Hales. I really love that song. Those guys are out of Florida. We heard the song Swat the Sun off their album released a year ago, What's Your Motive? Stray Lions in there before that, with the single Do You Love Me? It's 7:43 and the show's coming to a close. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The door's starting to shut. and what do we have next? Let's see. Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. Oh, this is a great song. Spitting Off the Edge of the World. This is such a beautiful song. I remember when it came out about 2.5 years ago, I was driving down the highway, North Van, and I was like kind of blown away. I heard it on one of the, I don't know, satellite radio stations, and I was like, wow, this is perfect. Anyways, let's listen to this. This is Karen O and Company, the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, with the song from their album, Cool It Down, Spitting Off the Edge of the World. And yeah, I am here on the campus of UBC. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Cowards, tell you how I'm feeling, but I know you wouldn't get it. So you blow me with my phone. Told you I ain't seen the message. I don't wanna be alone. I don't wanna be a burden. If it's love, I know for sure. If it's love, I know for certain. I just wanna find my person, someone who thinks I'm perfect.
All right, how awesome was that? That is City of Angels. That is Dying from the New York City band The Drums and Rico Nasty. You can find that on their album, Johnny. Yeah, we have a few more minutes left. I'm going to leave us with the Distillers. But before that, I just want to say thanks. It's nice to be out here on the airwaves. And stay safe. And maybe I'll see you out in the slopes, guys. And here we are. This is the Distillers. I'll be back in a couple of weeks from the album Sing Sing Death House, released way back in 2002. This is sort of the classic. Let's make sure I'm set up. City of Angels. All right. Okay, I think I'm ready to go. My show here, in case you weren't sure, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita B saying ciao for now.
I spy the